Hello, it's another episode of Victor and Not Victim podcast. How are you doing? I missed my friends, I missed my audience, I missed the reviews and the feedbacks. Thank you so much. I'm sorry it's been a while here. It's been a few days here. I'm sorry, you know, we all understand that life gets busy at times. I've been through a number of things, I've been engaged in a lot of things, but this is where my heart is and I can't stay away for so long. So here I am, it's another episode. Okay, the last time, if you're following, the last episode was on sickle cell and motherhood and pregnancy. So I have decided that I shouldn't be biased. And I should look about sickle cell from the angle of a father. So I have with me in the studio a father who is also a sickle cell warrior. He's a father of a child, and then they are still expecting more. So welcome with me, Mr. Olokoba, as I welcome him to the studio. Stay with me. Thank you. Hello, you're welcome, Mr. Muftau Olokoba.
Thank you very much, Ms. Ajorin.
Okay, thank you so much. It's such an honor to have you recording with me, sir. Thank you so much for granting the interview.
Oh, yeah. It's an honor having this recording with you.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. So let me quickly take your bow so that I can introduce you to my audience. Mr. Muftau Olokoba is a father and a husband. He is a legal practitioner, also an entrepreneur and a farmer. He is currently a director in a newly established agricultural firm. So kindly introduce yourself again to our audience, sir.
Okay, like you said, my name is Muftau Olokoba. I'm a legal practitioner. I'm a farmer. I work with, I'm a director at Resultado de Cacaos Limited. It's an agricultural firm.
Okay.
It was established recently. They deal majorly on crop planting.
Okay.
So, yeah. Okay. I think that's just our hustle.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, sir, for that brief. Okay, so let's get into it. Okay, oh, yeah. Now that you are a father, sir, and a husband too. I saw the picture of your wife. I will tell you later after this recording.
Oh, really?
Now that you're a father and a husband to a beautiful woman, kindly share a bit of your journey with us, sir. I mean, what was it like living with sickle cell, sir?
Like every sickle cell will say, oh, let me just say my own. It's been hectic, really. It hasn't been easy, actually. Because, you know, I mean, catering for yourself alone as an SS patient, we know what we go through every day. Trying to escape from crisis, trying to, you know, manage yourself. You know, every day, a day without crisis is a gift.
Yes, it's
a gift for every SS. Now, coupled with the fact that you are now married, you know, as a father, you really don't want to be labeled or to be known as a deadbeat husband or a deadbeat father who cannot care for the family. You know, like I said before, catering for yourself alone is hard enough, let alone catering for, you know, looking after your wife, you know, your child or children. You know, is a hard job. But you know, we just have to thank God that he's been helping us through.
Yeah,
you know, like my dad will always say, we are not complaining.
Thanks be to God.
At the time when you were considering a significant other relationship, you know, there is always this way people look at it and think it's more of ladies thing. Okay, a sickle cell man doesn't really have a problem. But let's hear from you. Let's hear the opinion of a man. So kindly share with us a bit of your journey when deciding on a significant other relationship. Was it easy for you? Was it your first love, your current wife now? Was she the first person? Was it love at first sight for you? Did you just have it straight, like, oh, the first person you are meeting is A and she didn't even bother that you were SS? Or did you have to go through a long search to get someone who is A that now later accept to take it like, okay, I'm going to marry you, even though something something? So what was it like for you, sir?
I'll put it this way. I think I kind of share the sentiment of some people who say that men find it actually easier than women when it comes to the issue of love. But nevertheless, it doesn't mean that men don't actually face their own problem also.
Okay.
Let me think of it very well. Yeah, my wife will be the first person I will say I am seriously involved with. What I mean is that it's not that I haven't had relationship in the past.
Okay.
But what I really mean is this. Like, you know, I don't know whether it has happened to you or anybody before, that when you meet someone and you feel that you see this person cross all the criteria of what you want wife. You know, it clicks like that. You just feel like, no, there is no going back. Like, this is just it. This has to be this person. Yeah, it has to be this person.
Okay.
Yeah, it happened to me. I would say Aoun is just the first person I will see and I will be like, no, this is the person for me. The thing is, before, as we were dating, before we even got into dating, it's a kind of a confusion for me. Because first of all, I get attracted to ladies that have a fine face. I won't lie. That fine faces get me a lot.
Okay.
I have to deal with the issue of genotype.
Mm.
In my own case, it was either she is AA or nothingness.
Mm.
Yes, because I had already promised myself that there was no way I would bring another SS into this world with me. So as we were there, as when I saw her, I got attracted to her first of all. But there was one of my classmates used to say this, like, when we were in school, then she'll be like, love is no more blind now, love is now wearing glasses. So mine is that I did not want to fall into that trap of love was blind, so I can just marry anybody I'm attracted to. No. She attracted me first. I got attracted to her first, and then I began the journey of how to know the kind of genotype she has.
Okay.
So when I saw her, I tried to become her friend. But then I have issues with becoming a friend with someone that I'm already attracted to.
Mm.
Yeah, it is either I ask you out straight away, I don't dilly-dally. I don't say, let me become a friend, then after friendship, then I'll ask her out. No. It's difficult for me like that. So when I saw her, I liked her. I went to meet her, like, okay, can I have your number? You know, all those paparazzi, you know, all those stuff, normal stuff. So when I met her, I told her, I said I liked you. I told her that I liked her. She even thought it was a joke.
Okay.
Because normally I joke a lot, a whole lot. So she just thought it was the normal joke I normally do with the ladies. She laughed about it. So the next time, I just thought, before I even go deep into this, let me even ask her the kind of genotype she has. I just asked her one day, I said, I would like to know your genotype. She said she was AA. Everything just...
Perfect.
It was just perfect for me.
Perfect.
She said she was AA. I told myself, I said, this... You know, my mind, you know, my mind cannot deceive me. I started the journey with, I told her, I did not tell her at first that I was SS.
Okay.
She didn't know I was SS.
Okay. And
I was so confused. In fact, for a whole two weeks, I was tossing and turning on my bed. Anytime, like, how am I going to tell you? And she was in medical school. And she was in medical school then. She was she was in year 3 or 2 or thereabout. And my mind was already telling me, Muftal, don't go. This girl didn't. She will know the implications of SS, of marrying SS.
Being a medical student.
Yes. I was in my final year in Faculty of Law. We were in the same school though. We were in Unilag together. So I told, my mind was telling me, one mind was telling me, go, just tell her. Whatever will happen, will happen. One mind was telling me, keep it from her for some time. So one day I just summoned courage. I just told her, I said, already. She had already started feeling the vibes that it's like, this guy is kind of serious with me. Do you get?
Okay.
So I just told her, I said, and I would like to tell you something. She said, what was that? I said, the truth of the matter is that I'm SS. In fact, I made sure that I maintained social distance with her while telling her.
Please, that moves down. You can crack somebody up.
No, honestly, because she was holding a bottle. I think a water bottle or something. Because I was expecting her to just stone me straight away after confessing my sin. I said, the truth of the matter is that I am SS. She was like, it's a lie. Why are you lying? I said, that's the truth. If you want, I can bring my genotype test for you. She looked at me like, is this one of the jokes that this guy cracks, or what is going on? I said, no, jokes apart, I am SS.
Wow.
She looked at me like, she said she does not have anything to say, that she'll call me back. She'll call me when she gets to her hostel. I knew that she felt some kind of heartbreak in her heart. I was already expecting that she would just call me and say, no more. She's no more interested. And truthfully, that was what happened.
Okay.
She called me and was like, from the way she's looking at, I mean, the way I'm approaching the relationship is like, I am trying to deceive her into it. I said, what do you mean by deceit? We have not gone. I have not even asked you out yet. I am still, you know, trying to get to know you when I told you about this. She said she just told me that she was no more interested, that I should forget about her.
Okay.
I actually expected that from her. So immediately I went to meet her sister. Her sister works at her sister was a pharmacist in Lut then.
Okay.
I went to meet her sister. I said, this is the problem I'm facing with your sister, and I really, really like your sister. I love her. All the love stories. I just started. It was as if I was even asking her sister out, the way I was just talking. her sister calmed me down. Actually, she said, "Don't worry, I'm going to talk to my sister.
Okay.
Yeah, you will get a favorable result. Just go and pray." That was what her sister told me in Lut.
Wow.
I said, okay, no problem. Up till now, I don't know what her sister told her. I don't know the kind of conversation that went on between her and her sister.
Mm-hmm.
I just discovered that the next day or 3 days after, she called and started apologizing for her outburst, for the way she reacted to me.
Really?
I swear to God. She was just like, she was sorry that kind of thing would never happen again. That the truth of the matter is that we can continue. That she was actually, she asked me whether I was still interested in relationship with her. I've been interested in this relationship with my full chest since God knows when. I said, you don't have to apologize for anything. In fact, I won't actually apologize to you. To God be the glory, like they say.
The rest is history. Wow, it's such an amazing love story. You're giving me a live cinema.
Seriously, now that's how we are here. So during the course of the relationship, it didn't mean that we did not go through our, you know, normal relationship bites and everything. We went through that, but to God be the glory, we are still here.
Wow, glory to God. That's such an awesome testimony. So what advice do you like to give to fellow, because there is this misconception out there that, oh, with sickle cell, it just looks like your chances are limited. Mm-hmm. You can't even set to achieve everything. But here you are. I mean, your story is such a victory report already. You are a legal practitioner. You're doing awesome the way you're married, you're a father, you're an husband.
Thank you.
And everything is just fine, even with sickle cell. So just advise fellow warriors how they encounter them and encourage us.
Well, what I will say is that every sickle cell should not be discouraged about his or her own condition. Because let me tell you, we are all human beings. No matter if you scratch us from now to tomorrow, what you will find beneath our skin is still this human, you know, human feelings and human sentiments. The truth of the matter is that you cannot blame. I don't think anybody can blame people who have these misconceptions about sickle cell warriors. Like the most widely spread misconception about sickle cell is that they die young. They don't grow old. If you marry them, you are a soon to be widower or soon to be widow.
I get
the point. I know that is the worst fear that lingers on anybody that is not, you know, that is not SS. Yeah, mm-hmm. But the truth is that I think as SS, you know, I mean, looking for a relationship or trying to find a relationship or you just need to find the, I mean, you just need to believe that with God, you are going to find your own. And the thing is, always make sure to show your significant other that you are always taking care of yourself, even without her or even without him. You are always taking care of yourself. You are not reckless with your life.
Yes, sir.
If you are, because I used to tell my wife before I married her, while we were still dating, I used to tell her, I said, look, I have been SS before you were born.
Exactly.
I am still SS before you even dreamt that you are going to be a medical doctor. So the truth of the matter is that my parents have been there for me, you know, taking care of me by the grace mm-hmm. of God. I am there for myself, taking care of myself before I got married to you. So mm-hmm. I am always, don't ever for one day think that Muftal is reckless with his life.
Mm-hmm.
I am not reckless with my life. I'm living my life the way I'm supposed to be living it. What you can make, what you can do for me is to make contributions, you know, is to give me some, you know, medical advice on your own time, on your own knowledge. Okay, I feel you should do it this way. I feel you should do it that way if I'm doing it wrongly. But it's not that I am, you know, totally reckless. If you can assure your other half, if you can assure your spouse that look, before you were here, I was taking care of myself. Even if you are not here, I will still take care of myself.
Do
you get the
myself.
Point? So that is when you are doing it actively and your significant other is seeing the way you are actually taking care of yourself, she'll feel some kind of comfort in herself. Like, okay, even if I'm not here, I know my husband, I know my wife is fine where she is.
We'll take care of himself.
So
yeah.
that is my own advice to them. Just always take care of yourself. Yes, okay, so. It's very, very, very important. We can't stress it enough. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. We need to really take care of ourselves. So I know. Wow. You know, sometimes people complain of money. You know, there is no money to, you know, buy this, buy that, buy. But the basic ones, are you actually doing them? Like the basic. You know, the basic steps of taking care of yourself, which does not require you having a huge amount of money to take care of yourself. Are you actually doing it? Yes.
Taking care of myself. Thank you so much. It's been an amazing time. I mean, I love the love story part of it. Thank you so much for sharing. Encourage our audience. You are simply very grateful. Thank you so much, sir. It's such an honor. I will say it over and over again. Thank you for giving your time for this interview. Thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome.
Greetings to your wife. Take care of yourself, sir.
Thank you very much. Take care of yourself too.
All right. Thank you, sir.
My SS people out there, let us all be taking care of ourselves. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, sir. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.